The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's May the 21st already. Thank you, Marie. And I've got two good friends with us today, Marie Robertson and Margaret Tollerton. Let's start, first of all, with Marie Robertson. So good to see you.
Good to see
so
you,
so good to see you. And you're
looking
always great.
Always good. Thank you.
Well, that's because you do all that dancing. Uh-huh. You and your sister dance continuously, dance arts. And,
yep.
And one reason you're here today is this is the big weekend coming
right.
up, the big recital mm-hmm. weekend. This like takes a whole year to get ready for
it
this.
Does, actually, it really does.
Yeah. So tell me about it.
Well, it'll be May 24th and 25th.
This Friday and Saturday,
yes,
at Jesse.
Yes, 7 o'clock, Jesse. Tickets are $12. You can either get them earlier or get them at the door. Mm-hmm. We have class, I mean, they perform from ages 3 through usually 20s. Mm-hmm. So the little ones go first.
And when you see these little ones, Margaret, you should go see this. When you see these little ones come out on the stage, yes, sometimes they applaud for themselves. Sometimes they cry.
Sometimes they do nothing.
Right. Yeah. But it's so precious. Mm-hmm. And
you never know what they're going to do.
No, you don't.
No. And it doesn't matter.
And then you get to the older group. Uh-huh. I mean, and it's like you're looking at the Rockettes. Yeah. And then you end with the teachers' dance.
We do.
You are doing the teachers'
yes,
dance,
we are.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that's so wonderful about it, first of all, you've got good music, loud. Uh-huh. yeah. And the lighting,
the
effects that yeah. you use are outstanding.
Right. I have the Jesse crew is wonderful, and Ali Hussein, who does my lighting, is...
Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's a very professionally mm-hmm. produced evening. Mm-hmm. Wait, how many kids are in there? About 1,000 kids?
It just seems that way. No, it's probably about between 300 and 400.
300 and 400 kids. Mm-hmm. Now, just imagine what it takes.
It's pretty much crowd control.
Imagine what it takes mm-hmm. to have 300 or 400 kids performing.
Well, some perform, like some of the ones that are just in one or two numbers, you know. They'll perform like on Friday, and then some will perform on Saturday. But then the ones that are more advanced perform both nights.
Uh huh. You know? And the costumes too. Mm-hmm. The costumes are outstanding.
Yeah, I really pride myself on that. It's very age appropriate and family yeah. friendly.
Now the costumes are professionally made, aren't they?
Not by me.
No. But what I'm saying is...
They're made by costume companies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
They're not something that's just thrown together.
Oh, no.
They
yeah.
are, I mm-hmm. mean, they're good. So mm-hmm. if you want to see a really delightful evening, Friday or Saturday...
And you'll be there, right?
I will be there. Mm-hmm. I will be there. That's I'm right. not sure which night, but we'll be there. I wouldn't miss it for the world, Marie.
He did. He did miss it for a long time. But then I convinced him. I begged him to come. Finally, he...
You know, that is true.
It is true.
I thought...
See?
I used to think, oh, my... Oh.
I'm not going to sit through this.
But we went after going the first time. You kind of get hooked on it. Because
right.
it's precious. It really is precious. And then, of course, the big ending is all the teachers mm-hmm. Get up and do a dance.
Yeah.
So, mark it on your calendar to Jesse Auditorium this Friday or Saturday, 7 o'clock. You can get tickets in advance at Dance Arts.
You can get them in advance at Dance Arts, probably between noon and 2, or you can get them at the door.
Okay, at Jesse Auditorium. What's mm-hmm. the number for Dance Arts?
875-1569.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And tell your sister Maggie hi for me, too.
And this is Maggie, too.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
Now I turn to Margaret Tollerton, Missouri Cures. Good to have you here, Margaret.
Thank you.
It's been a little while since you've been with us.
It has.
Missouri Cures. To explain what it is.
Well, it's a nonprofit organization within the state of Missouri. And the reason why I haven't been back for, I think it was November, Thanksgiving, since I've been back, is because we worked on a new website and new promo materials because we've expanded our mission, our focus, to include promoting and protecting all medical research in the state of Missouri. Mm-hmm. So what that's been, the excitement that I get to experience and hopefully share is that in the past, it's as if the research institutions within the state of Missouri have been within their own wonderful silo. Mm-hmm. But now, to discover what's being done at MU, what's being done at Washington University, what's being done at the Danforth Center, what's being done at Kansas City Area Life Sciences Institute and the Stowers Institute and Kirksville and Springfield. And when you have a whole, global viewpoint of all the research that's being conducted in the state of Missouri for the purpose of improving the health of Missourians, whether it be better treatments or finding the cure, it really gets exciting that, mm-hmm. you know, so I think in the past, it's been a learning curve for me in that in the past, I was guilty of looking at research as a process, and usually it dealt with academia.
Yeah.
And now it deals with results.
Right. The last time you were here, we were talking about research that had been done with on macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty astounding. Since that time, are there any new
breakthroughs?
Yeah.
You know, I'd say the progress is so frequent. I don't have an actual cure, you know, to announce a biggie. But we post on our website now breakthroughs that happen, if not every day, every other day. And they have to deal with, I mean, who knew there were so many diseases out there? Things that needed to be addressed and needed to be cured.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't. And, you know, the main point is that of all the sicknesses and diseases that are out there, to find out that there's someone working on finding the cure.
If you have one of those diseases, obviously you want everything thrown at it the best it can to make you better, or someone that you love to make them better.
And hope, and, you know, in addition to that, I need and hold on to hope for those people that I know.
Yeah.
Who are afflicted with something, as long as you have hope, you can get through to the next day.
And that's what you're trying to
do. That's what we do. We promote all the breakthroughs that we find out about to give those who need knowledge and understanding
and
the
hope. Hope.
That's right.
We are out of time. What's the phone number for more information?
Let me see. That'd be 314-993-1900.
Okay.
Or online, MissouriCures.org.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks,
Come
Paul.
Back again, okay?
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Boone County Museum and a special guest. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to listen to this again or watch it, KBIA.org. Bye-bye.